Welcome to another edition of the Farm Forward podcast on WITYradio.com. In this episode, we head to Georgetown Ridge Farm High School to talk with advisor Justin Howard and their president, Maddie Spessard, about all of the fun things that are going on with the Georgetown Ridge Farm FFA. A lot of activities, but a lot of future growth. We'll dive into that with Justin and Maddie coming up from Georgetown Ridge Farm High School in our Farm Forward podcast. Right after a word from our sponsor, Sista Park Co-op. Fill your need for feed with Sista Park Co-op. Contact Sista Park Co-op to learn how a specialized feed program can improve your herd and production. Offering products from Hubbard, Crystal X, Showrite, and Homestead. The staff at Sista Park Co-op will be happy to provide you with pricing and delivery expectations in Ileana. Call Sista Park Co-op today at 815-457-2181. Find them on the web at SistaParkCoop.com or stop by the office for great customer service. From Dan, Rowdy, Ruth, Allie, Duke, and the crew at 317 West Garfield Street in Sista Park. Welcome to the Farm Forward podcast on WITYradio.com. Chad Baker, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios today at Georgetown Ridge Farm High School. And I am talking with Maddie Spessard, their president, and Justin Howard, their advisor and ag teacher here. Among other things, Georgetown Ridge Farm FFA has a lot going on here, and we're going to dive into what they're doing today. Maddie, thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Justin, thanks for joining us.
How's it going?
Doing well. Maddie, let's start with you. Let's find out about you, what your background in ag is, or if you don't have an ag background, kind of what led you to FFA?
My eighth grade ag class going to National Convention made me really excited to do more events in high school.
Very good. So was it just something that piqued your interest? Did you have an ag background before that, or did you grow up on a farm?
I did not. I had a couple cousins and my sister were all in FFA.
Oh, very nice. So they kind of led you to that interest a little bit.
Yes.
Now, was your sister in school whenever you were in school, and that kind of helped out, or did she graduate before you came in?
She was a senior when I was a freshman.
Very good. What aspect of FFA was the hook? Was there something in particular that was of interest besides your sister belonging to it that led you into this?
I really liked going on trips and meeting new people, and it was just a lot of fun.
Very good. So you're president. You must be settling in nicely. Is this your first year as an officer, or did you kind of step up into those officer roles?
Last year I was the reporter, and that was my first year as an officer.
And how did that go?
It was okay. Pretty interesting to see what happens in the background.
Yeah. And so about how many members does the Georgetown Ridge Farm FFA have?
104.
104?
In high school.
Just in the high school. And then there's also some junior high.
Correct. 65.
Wow. So between the two, you're talking about 170, 175 folks, and that is a vibrant group. Considering Georgetown Ridge Farm, I mean, it's a decent-sized school, I think, for the area. So, I mean, that's probably, what, about maybe between a third and a half of your student population?
Yeah.
Very good. So you've got a lot of folks that come together here for FFA, and not everybody is from an ag background. Roughly about how many would you say is non-traditional ag folks here? I mean, people that maybe didn't come from a background like you that was just, hey, you know what, I'm very interested and just want to learn more about what agriculture has to offer.
I think most people in our chapter didn't come from an ag background. They just got interested in it.
Very good. So CDEs, is there any particular CDEs that you enjoy doing? Are you involved in?
Right now, I'm practicing for the Parley Pro competition coming up in the spring. And I've done dairy foods and a bunch of other stuff. I find it super interesting.
Is there a favorite?
Right now, it's Parley Pro. It's the most fun I've had with a contest so far.
Are you a member of other organizations? Are you in 4-H at all, or do you show at the fairs, anything like that?
I'm not a member of any of those, but whenever I was younger, my sister and my cousins, they showed pigs at the fair.
Very nice. You are a member of other activities here at the school. Why don't you share those with us here?
I am in National Honor Society. I'm a Buff leader, and I participate in basketball, volleyball, and cheer.
You stay pretty busy then?
Yes, very busy.
So what would you say your favorite part of FFA, speaking from a president role? Obviously, you got involved because you like doing some of the activities, you like to travel and meeting new folks. But is there a particular part of your role that you really enjoy?
I like planning things, like being behind the scenes and helping putting everything together, because it feels really good whenever you see it all come together.
What would you say your career aspirations are? Have you thought about where you want to be after high school?
I want to be a CRNA after high school, so nursing degree.
Very good. And we see that there's a lot of folks that get involved with FFA that end up in the medical industry, and there's definitely a strong link there. What is your goals here? You still have another year left in high school, which means probably another year left at FFA. What are your goals for this chapter here? What do you want to achieve, either personally or as a group?
I want to get more people excited to come to things. Like, they're a part of the chapter, but we don't really have much involvement outside of that, and I want to get more people to be excited about the FFA chapter.
That excitement can be contagious, and it seems like you probably have already a good base of folks that are excited about it. Is there anybody in the group that particularly you want to talk about that excitement that you see that is really passionate about being in FFA?
There's a girl at the junior high. She comes to a lot of stuff, and I really want her to continue that through her high school years.
Very good. It's always good to kind of scope out that future talent, those folks that are really passionate about that would be the person that, I guess nowadays they would call it an influencer in kind of social media age, but that impact person that people kind of gravitate to. Justin, we're going to loop you in here. Let's talk a little bit about your background. What led you into agriculture and ultimately to the FFA advisor and to ag teacher role here at Georgetown?
Yeah, I grew up on a small cattle farm and realized early on that that wasn't going to pay a salary, especially to more than one family. So I went to college, I went to Lakeland Livestock Judging and did that, and went on to Carbondale and got my bachelor's degree in ag education and started teaching 17 years ago. So
wow. So it's hard to believe in all the folks that I'm talking to. It seems like you probably have had one of the longer terms. We've seen that here in the last couple of years. So it seems like there has been that turnover from those that there was a good wave of really seasoned, older, veteran FFA advisors and teachers, and we're seeing a very young wave. You're kind of caught in the middle of that, though, right?
Yeah. When I started, there was a lot of what we would call old timers, and they've all gradually retired out, and a lot of them that are my age started when I did, a lot of them don't stick with it the last 5, maybe 10 years, and they move on to industry jobs. I've stuck with it. I'm here and got a lot of newbies coming in with 5 years or less, and hopefully they stick around. So,
well, what would you say to those that are kind of on the fence about either becoming an ag teacher, or maybe they're already an ag instructor, maybe they're in the first couple of years of doing this that has helped you be successful and stick with it? There's always going to be a need, but the industry itself, as a full agriculture industry, there's more and more jobs available now than there ever has been, more varied jobs out there. And so there's always going to be that temptation to go out and find something different.
Yeah, I think the main thing that's kept me here is being able to teach things that I really enjoy and things that are important for kids to have skills as an adult and possible skills for them as a career. I enjoy teaching the welding, small engines, electricity. I really like teaching them about livestock animals and vet science and those types of things. And probably the biggest thing is make sure you have a good influence from someone who's retired or is nearing retirement, someone that can kind of inspire you. And I've been lucky enough during my career to know a lot of those retirees that are really inspiring people. And even here 2 years ago, I was selected as a Golden Owl recipient for the state. I was a top 5 finalist, but the man that won the overall for the whole state is a huge influence in my career. And he is always answering the phone whenever I call, helping me bounce ideas off, those types of things. And he does that for a multitude of ag teachers. And so for him to win that, me to be as close a friend as I am to him and be able to watch him be recognized for his lifelong career, winning that award, it makes me feel like I have not only him, but a lot of good influences to keep moving forward.
Well, you're the link now in a chain from him to some of those younger folks. And I'm sure you've had some younger advisors or folks that are in various stages of developing their chapters, maybe pick your brain and find out what's working here at Georgetown.
Yeah, there's a few. It's tough. This job is hard, and it's mentally challenging, and it's also physically challenging when you're doing 12, 14, 16-hour days for the kids and not your own kids. So it does come with a certain aspect of challenge and a degree of difficulty that maybe not everyone's built for. So it makes it difficult, but rewarding too. So it's worth it.
Absolutely. And full disclosure, so whenever I came in here today, that shows you the passion. In 17 years, you know, you figure you probably settled down. No. There is a passion behind what you're doing here. You're talking about naming this four strokes of an engine, two strokes of an engine. You're going through and really, you're making it exciting here. And I think if you didn't enjoy your job, it's easy to kind of come in and mail it in, but you could tell that there's still that passion there.
Yeah, I think there's days where you do mail it in. I think it'd be unfair to say that you didn't sometimes. Yeah. It's tiring, but before you got here, we were learning in natural resources about fishing equipment, tackle, lures, baits, hooks, and we were playing Jeopardy with it, and the kids were having a good time, and I felt like I was being more of an actor than I was a teacher, and it was exhausting. And then to go into teaching about engines and transition like that, it is challenging and fun at the same time. So I think as long as you're having fun, then you're probably doing what you're supposed to.
Here in the last couple of years, we've seen a bigger push for trades and for folks that are looking to stay at home and get out of the office. I think there was a big push from, in the 90s and 2000s, when we were growing up, that get an office job and work away from folks. But that's kind of shifted here in the last couple of years back towards trades, people working with their hands, people bringing in kind of autonomous incomes, whether that be working on a farm or creating a small business themselves. So you're kind of riding a wave of that here. When you look at your chapter membership, and we talked about that smaller school, but still a strong membership. There's a lot of folks that probably are going to stick around the area, looking to maintain that small town rural life and to possibly be a business owner, possibly work on a farm or go into an agriculture business. That puts you kind of at a unique perspective as possibly also being a counselor for them as well, in addition to the school counselor. How does that look for the ag teacher and advisor aspect to coach several different kids, knowing that that industry is just blown wide open? There's a lot of different things that they can get into, whether it's technology, whether it's business, whether it's ag science, whether it's animal science. There's just so many different opportunities out there, linking these students with those opportunities.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I got told when I started doing this, even while I was in college, as an ag teacher, you have to be a jack of all trades and a master of none. And I think I've kind of molded that a little bit further. I do feel like you have to master some things. So we've added some classes here that I think are beneficial. We're turning out more welders every year, people who are going on to get certified in welding. We added a full welding course. So we have a full welding course, two class periods full at this point, and we're looking to expand those types and opportunities for kids and make it so they can transition to the next step that much easier. So that, along with project design and things like that, we're moving towards more of the manufacturing type of jobs for kids. And so I think you have to provide as many opportunities as possible for kids to find what they think is going to suit them for the rest of their lives.
Well, let's draw this together here with both Justin and Maddie. Let's talk about what Georgetown Ridge Farm FFA has the rest of the year. You still have your auction coming up here just around the corner. Any other sales that are coming up? Do you have like some plant sales or strawberry sales or some other fruit? Any other fundraisers that you'd like to share with folks?
Yeah, we do a little bit different fundraiser than a lot of people. We actually sell smoked pork. So we sell loins and ribs, and we smoke those. It's not always the same time every year, but the last few years it's been working out in the spring a lot better than it has been in the fall. So the last three springs we've done a smoked meat sale, and we have been doing really well with that. And a lot of FFA chapters sell strawberries, but their strawberries are out of Florida. We actually have been doing our strawberry fundraiser through Flame Orchards in Southern Illinois. So our strawberries come on much later, obviously, because the weather's different here in Illinois. But our strawberries are fresher, and they're more ripe, and they taste better.
And they're local.
Yeah, and they're somewhat local. So that's pretty awesome. The Flames have actually been doing a fundraiser with the Farm Bureau the last several years with peaches. Yeah. So they're getting their truck moving and out and working with us on some things, and also helps that I'm family friends with them and kind of have an in there. But I'm hoping that we can help grow their strawberry business too by getting more chapters involved in that to sell local product. So pretty excited about that.
That sounds incredible. Do you guys pair with any local farms or businesses for that meat sale?
Well, we just source it through local meat lockers. Right now, there's not any local meat producers that we know of that are actually doing something like that in that large of a quantity at one time. So
very good. Well, and you can always make those connections, I'm sure, as they become available and people know what you're doing here. So the auction just around the corner. Have you guys started prepping for that yet?
Yes, is there? That's coming up. We're actually combining our auction and our banquet together this year. So trying to make it a little easier on families. Two events is a lot for our small community, for people like Maddie who are involved in gobs of activities and sports. So we're going to try to make one big event this year in the spring. So,
well, and we know Georgetown's always busy with something going on with either community-based or some of the organizations down here.
Yeah, we're very busy here, and the school's very busy, and these kids that want to be active are very busy, too.
Very good. And I asked Maddie this a little bit. Let's kind of tie up with you here. I know that at this point, you have probably achieved quite a bit of your individual goals, but you kind of see a new group every year. That group kind of alters and changes as time goes on. Is there a personal goal with that you've created for this group here, or is there maybe some program goals overall that you would like to accomplish as you continue on and continue building this chapter?
Yeah, it's kind of a good segue into what our plans are for the program in the future. So, fun fact, Maddie's dad was on the school board, and he actually helped spearhead getting a new ag facility built here. So he kind of got on the ground floor of that, and we've continued, and we've actually got a board of directors for that program, that plan, and we've become a 501c3 organization. So companies and individuals can donate to our building fund tax-free now, and we just sent plans off to a designer to lay out a floor plan for us. And here a year and a half ago, the school actually purchased the 4 acres next door between the junior high and the high school for us to eventually put that structure on. And so what that looks like is it would be a facility that would house livestock animals for kids who don't have the opportunity to do that at home, which is 98% of the student body. And it's also going to house a fully funded and fully stocked mechanics lab, welding lab, plant science labs, and places to actually birth livestock animals. So with all new classrooms. So that's going to happen. I don't know how soon, but it's going to happen. And we've got the wheels in motion, and we've had a lot of great people get in on the ground floor of that. And what that's going to do is provide a lot more opportunities for kids to experience production agriculture and fabrication on a better scale than what we can provide in the current building. So if anybody's interested in donating to that fund, you can call the school here at Georgetown, the high school, and we can get the secretaries to point you in the right direction.
That is incredible news. And of course, you got to remember, that's above and beyond just keeping the chapter going, getting the Blue Jackets and, you know, sending them to national convention, so on and so forth.
Yeah,
absolutely. But it's those type of projects that we're finding out and are popping up that we're finding out through the Farm Forward podcast that we'd love to hear about. So we're definitely going to have to check back up with you to see how that's going.
Love to give you progress on that here after we get the ball rolling a little harder. So.
Yeah. Absolutely. Folks that want to get involved, as you mentioned, they can contact the high school here for more information on that. But for more information with the chapter and the ongoings of it itself here, you guys have social media presence. Is there a website or a phone number for folks to reach out if they want to have like donations or something of that nature?
We have a Georgetown Ridge Farm FFA Facebook where we post all of our fundraisers, events, results, all that stuff on our Facebook.
Very good. No TikTok though, right?
No TikTok.
I'm starting to see a lot of these folks. I'm like, are you dancing? What are you doing? But it's phenomenal in some of the ways that they're being creative to get the FFA chapter out there. But Facebook's tried and true. Folks of all ages kind of latch onto that and are able to check that out. Well, Maddie, all the best to you this year. I'm sure we'll catch back up soon before it's all said and done with some sports. And hopefully it's a good rest of your junior year for you.
Thank you. You too.
Justin, always great catching up with you. We'll catch up down the road and find out more progress on this big endeavor that you guys have.
Yeah. I can't wait to update you. It's going to be great.
It's going to be fun, and great things happening here with the Georgetown Ridge Farm FFA. For more podcasts, go to WITYradio.com under the Farm Forward page, and we'll have more episodes coming up. For Farm Forward, I'm Chad Baker.